What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called.
What's it called? What's it called?
Feels good. Feeling good.
I was waiting for you to do. You said Dave.
Oh, Dave. Dave. Dave.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Caleb. Hello.
See, I feel like when I was a kid, I thought the Beatles all lived in one house.
Damn, dude. Really?
Yeah. And
that's adorable. That's so, one of the most adorable things I've ever heard.
Well, I would see the promo shoots. It looked like they went and ate together, and they went to the store, and then they go swim in a pool. They all had one pool.
That's so funny, right? They all had one submarine.
Yeah.
And we all live in there.
Right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They seem to be, you know, hanging out a lot. They're always singing together. So it made sense. So I assume that there's people who think me and you
live together. Oh, funny.
And I'm always like in the kitchen like, Dave! Dave!
And I'm like, ugh!
Yeah. You're like reading in your chair.
Yeah, with my tiny glasses.
Petting Dr. Funk.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm just like being I'm just with my paddle ball. Like, hey, Dave! Ting, 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 ting.
That is exactly what our lives are, if you were wondering.
That's what it feels like it should be.
Yeah.
I don't know much, but I do think everyone thinks I sit in a chair with a paddle ball. Like I know that's what my parents think my downtime is.
That's definitely what my parents think my downtime is too. I mean, not a paddle ball, but they're like, my parents, when I talk to them about comedy, it's really funny. It's like very, it's like very obvious that they still think that I'm fucking around.
Yeah.
They're like, they're not mean, you know? They don't like directly say, you know, the shit that you hear about people saying, like, when are you gonna stop this nonsense? They don't like say that.
Right.
But it's just very clear that they think that at some point I'm finally gonna go to med school.
Yeah.
Or something. And I'm 39 years old. Like, I'm in.
Right.
You know? I'm in, dude.
Well, if I had a kid and became a clown.
Right.
I would love them.
Right.
But my questions would be demeaning.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how they aren't. I'd be like, Bonzo?
Right.
You mean Bonzo? Bozo. Is it Bozo or Bonzo?
Well, and I also totally understand, like, people talk shit about their parents for, like, not respecting your dreams. But it's like, why should they?
Right.
They're not you. And you barely respect them.
And we're us. We're comedians.
Yeah.
Can you think of one you respect? No.
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 Totally.
It's ridiculous.
Man. You know what's so funny, by the way? This is barely related. But so I was hanging out playing board games with at Grant Lyon's house yesterday. Grant Lyon, Dave Waite was there. Toriel Van Grohl, who I like just mispronounced his name, and he's been my friend for 10 years. Torio. Do you know Torio?
No.
He's really funny. Razzle Dangerously. You know Razzle?
Now you're making shit up. You're not hanging
Donald
out with
Trump
Torio
was there.
And Danger Mouse.
Well, all funny, sweet guys. And Danger Mouse and the Shins were there. We were just talking about 1998 and how cool that was.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah. MF Doom was there. Everyone was dead.
Dude,
it was there.
Great.
Yeah.
I love dead parties.
Eminem was there. But dead from the future.
How's Eminem not the one that got dead?
Totally. He's not the one that died or got canceled, which
right.
is unfucking
unreal.
Real.
Crazy.
Yeah. But I was hanging out, and they have Alexa, and what they say to turn on music in their house, they just go, Torio was like, Alexa, play music. And I just thought that was so funny, because like, it's just so broad. Like,
right.
you wouldn't even pick a band, but they didn't want
to.
They're like,
Nazi national anthem.
right. And so we were laughing about that. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Everybody shut up for a second. Alexa, play comedy. And I was like, let's see what happens. And it immediately played Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, of course.
I thought that was so perfect.
Yeah.
That is exactly what comedy is right now. It's that's the comedian people know and think of, and everyone else no one's heard of. It's the only comedian that exists right now, really, if you think about it.
Well, I remember when I finally got a device, when I finally had access to the internet, and I Googled comedy. He popped.
Yeah.
It was the first comedy album I think I ever heard.
Totally.
It was him, Hot Pockets, and then he had a bit about French fries, and then he has a bit about burgers and hot dogs and
totally,
spaghetti.
Man. Everybody eats.
The food comedian.
Yeah, he's the food comedian. Pops up,
and I was like, I relate to. I knew everything he was talking about.
Yeah.
He'd be like, cookies, huh? And I go, yeah, cookies. I'm 11.
Also, have you heard the, like, who knows what this is? I don't know him. He's not anywhere near in my, quote, circle. Mm-hmm. But, like, I've heard people say that he fucks a lot.
What? I don't like
that. Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Is he hitting on me?
Jim Gaffigan? I didn't think he had a penis.
I think he's fucking me right now.
Well, he doesn't. He have 14, 15 kids.
And yeah, right. Yeah.
That's how with Jim Gaffigan nuts.
Am I fucking the Hot Pocket guy right now?
I'm coming.
Jesus Christ, dude. Combined with the face. When's he gonna be done?
I don't like how long it's taking.
Yeah, totally.
Who is he trying to impress?
I wonder if he eats pussy.
I love, like, after quarantine, Jim Gaffigan's just filthy.
Like, yeah.
He's actually living the life we think Pete Davidson is.
Right, totally. Yeah, you never really know with people.
It'd be so funny if he leaves his wife for Jennifer Lawrence.
Right.
You just see them riding roller coasters. And you're like, what the fuck?
Kim Kardashian is dating Jim Gaffigan now. It's like, what is going on, dude?
Cardi B and Jim Gaffigan.
Cardi B,
it's very funny to me.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I never met him, but...
I wonder if he wants this wet-ass pussy.
Oh, what if he does? I hope this gets back to him somehow.
Me too, dude.
If I heard two comics talking about me, I'd be like, oh, great.
Yeah, dude.
We're all saying nice things if you're listening, Mr. Gaffigan. Play comedy. Well, that's probably, they probably found, you know, that makes sense because he's, you know, it could be an old grandma going, play comedy.
Right.
She doesn't want to hear, you know. Anything.
Fucking Robert Schimmel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. So I was fucking this dog or whatever. Just like, just immediately. Right. Or George Carlin like yelling about the government or whatever.
Yeah. I think Jim Gaffigan is the only comedian that has performed for the Pope. Like had a personal,
wow.
The show the Pope was at.
Wow.
Was Jim Gaffigan.
Maybe that's who he fucks.
Oh, wow.
Maybe he fucks the Pope.
Imagine waking up.
Jim Gaffigan fucking the Pope, dude. What? Wow, dude. It's like I just smoked all the weed.
Just knowing that you could really shake the world. Like, if there was a picture of you next to the Pope, and it's like, Dave just fucked the Pope. I mean, that you would end a religion. If that came out, if you were like the Monica Lewinsky of Catholicism.
Not only would you would end one religion and change like a few others. Like
you probably start your own.
Right.
Totally. No, you're the Pope.
Right.
That's how it works.
That's how you get the hat. You fuck the Pope. And then he gives you the hat. Now you're the Pope.
Right.
Yeah.
Because is that something they need to check on? Because I know that would disqualify him as Pope. Right?
Well, I don't know.
If you have sex as the Pope, it's got to. That has to.
Sure. You can't immediately not the Pope.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think is the fastest you become not the Pope? Like, what would you have to do? Is it?
Anthony Weinstein, if you just tweet a picture of your dick.
Like, immediately, the hat just disappears.
The hat off your head. Your blue check's gone. It's all over.
Wow. Just like Jim Gaffigan is the Pope, and you don't even know what happened.
Honestly, he would be a good Pope. I think Jim Gaffigan
would
be a good Pope. Yeah, well, what's a bad Pope?
I mean, yeah,
the
all
of them.
The
recent popes
right.
don't really do anything. Didn't sure. they used to invade a country or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's just such a bad scale to judge on because Catholicism is just so fucked up that it's like...
Right.
Yeah, when people are like, I love, you know, I'm someone who's been like, yeah, this is a good pope. And it's because he's like, well, we don't have to hate everyone.
Everybody's
and it's
like damn.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Wow, this pope has been to kindergarten.
Yeah,
that's
right.
cool.
Exactly. This pope had a mother.
Yeah.
Wow. Had a mommy talk to.
Yeah.
Good job.
It's so weird that there, remember when JFK got elected, everybody's like, ooh, he's Catholic. The Pope can tell him what to do. And then now we've had our second Catholic president, and no one's ever once suggested that the, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't think the Pope, I don't even know what people think about Joe Biden, but I definitely don't think he could remember what the Pope told him. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, no one thinks the Pope is calling Joe Biden.
Right.
It's insane.
It is funny, isn't it? How, like, even when you're the president, it matters what your, like, street cred is.
Yeah. That's very weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. You would think that becoming president makes you an ultimate forever badass.
No.
In everyone's mind. Like, which I kind of feel that way about Donald Trump. Like, I hate Trump. I hate everything about him. And I always have. When I was a kid and he was in Home Alone 2, I was like, this fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
This rich fucking monster. Fuck him, right?
And that was his brand. He would have gone, sweet, it's working.
But that's the thing. I still think he's a badass. Even, and it's hard right. to admit. Because I don't, you know, he like lumbers around. He wears a diaper. He's a dumbass. He's like stupid. He doesn't understand the world. But just like how he navigates life, I like, he has bored into my brain as someone who like got what he wanted and acts how he wants, and even though I hate it, he just is, he's just right. undeniably
he's
is
the villain.
He's right.
Yeah, he's like Hannibal Lecter.
And no matter what Biden does, I'm like, you fucking goofball jerk off.
Right. Yeah. It's like they replaced Darth Vader with Mr. Bean. And you're
right.
Like, oh boy. And he's got the helmet on. You're like, come on.
Yeah, totally.
It's Mr. Bean under
he's like,
there.
You're not going to wear the mask, yeah. though. I mean, I gotta wear. You gotta wear the helmet, but I'm not gonna wear the mask, man. Why don't you see my face, buddy? Yeah. It's also just like I don't want.
Did you see? But it was like 2 days ago where they're like, "How's this bill going?" He's like, "I don't know. I don't think it's. I don't think I can do it." Like it was like he got liared, and he was just like, "I don't think it's gonna work."
No, I did not see this.
Literally, he was like, he was just like, ah, like he. Like, the way you would react if you were president. Ah, this is hard.
Man.
I don't know if I can do it.
Wow.
It's a tough day. Yeah. I don't
just think, like in a press conference?
Someone just asked, yeah, it was like, just, you know, when they line up and then you're coming out of a building and they go, how's it going? He was like, bad.
Holy shit.
Ugh.
Well, yeah, you can also tell, like, man, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm so sorry because this just might be a stand-up bit. You know when you're halfway through a conversation and you're like, oh, this is the first time I've tried a bit and it's on my friend, yeah, on my podcast.
Wrong with that. I like bits.
Sure. Me too. All right. Well, rewind. Cut this. There's no one in here. never mind. I don't know. Anyway, what was I going to say?
You're going to do your Joe Biden impression.
Oh, yeah. Build Back Better. You can tell in the naming of Build Back Better. Like, what happened to the New Deal? The New Deal. Like, the president's...
Yeah.
And maybe it was just an FDR thing, and this is like some old guy shit, like presidents back then used to think of it as, like, you know, more important. But maybe it was just FDR, and Truman was a fucking loser. I don't know. But, Build Back Better? Like, what are we doing, dude? Like,
right. Is this bridges?
Yeah, like, why are there three Bs? You're the president.
Yeah. And what is it? Like, is this because of COVID or Trump or what is the, what got down and we're going to build it up? What was it? It's like so much, like, Make America Great Again at least sounds like, I know what you mean. But Build Back Better, I'm like, is that the roads? Or is that
right.
the...
Yeah, what are we building back from? I think, well, here's the other thing. I think that older people think of Trump as this, like, aberration in normalcy that we have to recover from as a nation. They think of his presidency as, like, the Civil War. and everything is destroyed.
Yeah.
And we have to build back.
Oh, yeah, our reputation and all that shit.
Right, right. And I think that that's, like, one major way that I disagree with older people where I'm like, yeah, it was, like, horrible, but it didn't change when he left. Like, the damage is done. And there was also a reason he got elected. Like, it was coming. It wasn't just all magic, and then Trump showed up and blew everything up.
Right.
It's not like Voldemort arrived and he, like, took the magic away and killed the good
it's
people.
Like, you can't deal, like, this is the first time you've ever been embarrassed. Like, old liberals who are like, oh, reputation on the world stage. And
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, you know.
The reputation on the world stage. First of all, George W. Bush was president 8 years before, and he was a fucking idiot.
Oh, it was really bad.
This is a direct quote from George W. Bush into a microphone on television, giving a speech to a lot of people. He said, "I believe the human being and fish can coexist peacefully." And he was talking to, like, Fish and Game and Wildlife or fucking whatever about something, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Out of context, I'm sure it makes him look dumber than it actually was, but it's still dumb.
So that implies a fish attack.
Yes.
Like, fish might instigate.
Yeah. We got a fucking... Well, there's a lot of fish in Iraq.
Dude, this is a weird tangent, but I saw Jeff Dye has this great bit I saw him do last night where he goes, he's like, you know, why is every war game World War II? He's like, we were right about that one.
Right, it's because we were right. That's
and he
funny.
Was like, you imagine getting an Xbox... A rat game where you're just like, I think we're in the wrong country.
Wow, that's so funny. Also,
the guys just running around. There's no one there.
Totally.
There's no one there. He's just running in the desert. And he's like, how long is this game?
Wow. That's so funny. Dude, there's even lesser ones too. So like, Call of Duty, Kosovo.
Yeah.
And, and your mission is like, all right, kill the people that own the coffee shop. Yeah. And you're like, what? Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah, people just love to shoot Nazis. And there's no other.
Right. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's going to be hard to get any other war going on these.
Not no, even yeah, a like war game. People literally, like Biden and Bidenites legitimately are like, we are building back, but it's like, yeah, they've totally misunderstood. Like, I don't have that president in my brain at all times. So when I think about Build Back Better, I'm the exact same way. I'm like, is it roads? Is it like confidence? Is it like, like, what are you doing? What are you? They're like, I don't know. Is it they tangibly think that America is broken and we just must recover. But I just like, I just think we're fucked and we should start over. Yeah.
Well, I hated Trump, but I knew like his five favorite things.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I knew he wanted to Mexico wall. He wanted jobs back that were gone.
Yeah, totally.
And it's not like he accomplished his things, but I knew what he was. I knew what he was went to bed thinking about. I have no fucking idea. Like, I don't know what Biden's... Like, what is he...
Biden's plan is he just wants NPR to be the way it was in 2007.
I don't know.
He's like, man, do you guys remember when The Daily Show was really good?
Yeah.
Like, later on in the Bush era?
Right, that's what we were voting for.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Hey, Jon Stewart back. And then we're like, turns out, no. We did not want Jon Stewart back.
The 2008 primary, that was really cool because it was like all these Democrats fighting, you know, and they were all basically agreed. I like that. Yeah,
There Will Be Blood, No Country for Old Men, the same year.
Right, yeah, yeah,
two
totally.
Of the greatest films in the past 25 years, same year.
Yeah,
you
totally.
You see them in the same theater.
Yeah, right.
That's what we're going to bring.
Yeah. Caribou, before they were a techno outfit. I
The Strokes. Remember when the Strokes used to record together, not apart?
Trump became president, and all of a sudden Julian Casablancas is a bad father.
Remember when Kanye was, before his mother died, really hit his stride.
I will say,
we're going to bring back Donda West to life.
In defense of the concept of Build Back Better, I will say that it does feel like everything fell apart that I thought was solid.
Yeah.
And is that just what life is? It's just a cycle of that? Maybe it fucking is. But I remember thinking, like, Obama is impressive and he cares about America. Music is good, and indie music is good. Indie movies are good. And there are, like, some bands and artists and directors that are really good at that, that, it, like, empathetically and artfully feed into the art world, you know? And there are corners of the internet that supported that, like Pitchfork and shit.
Yes.
And, like, and now I'm like, Pitchfork is trash. Obama is a sellout shill.
Right.
No bands are good. Kanye is like a fucking Republican psychopath.
Yeah. Cosby's a rapist and free.
Exactly. Yeah.
R. Kelly is fucking.
Totally.
Turns out everything R. Kelly said he did, he did.
Twitter is just like where you go to feel bad. And
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. Exactly.
Everything went to shit.
Exactly. Everything that we thought was like...
Dave Chappelle's fat and buff and hates trans people.
Like, so mean. Just like really mean.
When Obama was president, Dave Chappelle
was
skinny,
nice.
And he was hilarious.
He was skinny and nice, and he was in fucking Mel Brooks movies making poop jokes.
And he wore a funny hat.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
He made movies about weed. Remember when that guy was skinny and smoked weed? And so many people that were just silly in the 90s and early 2000s.
Jim Brewer didn't know anything, didn't pretend to know anything. He was high.
Remember when all that Rob Schneider did was yell, "You can do it"? And now, dude, have you looked at Rob Schneider's Twitter?
It's horrible.
It's
now
fucking crazy.
Hillary Clinton's eating babies.
Rob Schneider posts ads for his shows that are like, that say shit like, "No one will be banned from my show. All are welcome, no matter what your opinion is." And it's like,
he's a founding father. It's so ridiculous.
You were in The Water Boy. Shut the fuck up.
I just imagine like Steve Martin with an arrow through his head, like, "Who's been vaccinated?"
Hey, yeah, totally.
Get the fuck out.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like,
everything did go to shit. It's crazy.
Literally, the guy from Robin Hood Men in Tights is like, "What is gender?" I'll tell you. I know what it fucking is.
What my favorite thing, Steven Crowder, who is like insufferable right-wing podcaster, but he was the voice of the brain in Arthur. And talk about a weird life trajectory there, you know? And then now he's up there just like, "Well, our next guest is Kyle Rittenhouse. We're here to talk about how cool he is." And you're like, "No, brain.
Oh, man.
Not the brain." Yeah, everybody... Now we should build back better, but that's what it is.
But I think it's
from everything that used to be good, America lost our dad. It used to be, when I was a kid, it used to be Republicans would go, "Hillary Clinton's a bitch." And now she's an interdimensional, like, witch, vampire.
Right.
Like, what?
Right,
Can't she just be a lady you don't like?
Right.
Why does everything have to be... remember when Democrats were pussies and not demons?
Right.
What the fuck? You know?
Well, they like stopped being able to like one way that you can see actual progress is that sort of generally we all agree it's not bad to be gay or a woman.
Right.
And obviously there's still a lot of people that either secretly or not so secretly disagree with that. But just general zeitgeist on Twitter,
right,
people aren't calling you that as insults, really.
Yeah.
Unless they're trying to be a dick or crazy.
Yeah.
But they want to still have a hateful thing. I think that's literally it. And so they searched the heavens and found that all Democrats fuck kids. That's like one. That's
right.
A big one.
And drink their blood.
And drink their blood. Right. Though what's fucking crazy is that Epstein is real.
Right.
And I don't even really want to get into it because it's so depressing. But like, right. It seems like with some of them, they're not wrong.
Well, let me tell you this. Poor Democrats cannot afford this blood.
Right.
Only the rich ones. Well, welcome to What's It Called? Welcome, everybody.
Oh, boy. Welcome to the show.
We're going to make kids' blood affordable instead of the blue collar. Kids' blood.
Welcome to What's It Called?
Hell yeah.
The occasionally very political leftist talk show.
Sorry about that.
Hosted by two people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
We don't know anything. We're just frustrated and we haven't read a book in a while.
So mad, yeah. I can, if you really like take stock of my entire life, I can't read. You know what I mean? Like I can read, but if you score me, I can't read. But I am mad. I think that about my political opinions a lot. Like I maybe should just get rid of comedy completely and just only focus on being informed, because my political opinions are this. We are so fucked and so many people are hurting us on purpose, either for money or for power or for both. And I do know that's true. I don't know anything else. I don't know how or why or how to stop it or who's not doing it really. So we have a show where we don't know what it's called.
Well, yeah, we don't know what it's called. Now it feels like I used to feel like I came from a conservative family, and then in college I was like I'm a Democrat, and then now I like it literally feels like voting for like do we want Tony Soprano, or do we want Bugsy Malone?
It's
like
totally.
We're voting for everything seems like gangs.
Yeah, what do you want? Gun or knife?
Yeah, that's really what it feels like.
Yeah, totally. The guns are Republican, and we got a knife running for the Democratic Party.
But it's literally a clean knife. Now, when as someone's given like a liberal speech, it strikes me like Tony Soprano being like, "I love my LGBT," you know.
Oh,
it's like
funny.
There's somebody's leg sticking out of a trash can behind him.
I think that everybody should vote. everybody.
Wow, that's so funny. It does feel like that. It's also like I've now seen so many speeches given by politicians promising things that like I don't understand how anyone believes any of it. But I keep getting duped by some of them. I still like some of them. We still keep believing some of them.
Right.
And they're clearly like just trying to win. And I'm not even trying to be a baby about this. Obviously it's politics and, giving speeches is part of it and you got a presentation is part of it and promising things and you can't make good on all your promises. I know all this shit, but like really there are some broad things that people say that are just never going to be true. For example, I'm going to stop the war. It's like not going to happen. I'm going to get all our troops home. It's not going to happen. There's just, I'm going to stop the killing. No, you're not. I'm going to get rid of guns. No, you're not.
And then it's funny, even just when we do leave Afghanistan, it sucks.
It sucks. If you do it, so many people die.
I forgot that when you leave a war, you still do leave. Like, people saw videos of us leaving Afghanistan. Everybody's like, oh, shit.
Right.
And it's like, well, yeah, we're not leaving. We didn't leave Ohio. It's not like we thought it would be like a flight that we take. And it's like, no, it was still the last plane out of Afghanistan.
Dude.
It's going to suck. It blows. I'm not defending. I'm just saying, like, what are you doing? It's like you're watching a snuff film.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's hard to,
Anyway, welcome to What's It Called? Vote for Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Do not vote.
I just had this little moment thinking about death. It's literally what I was thinking. There's just all this death. And how do you know?
But we're alive and so are you.
Yeah. You're listening to a podcast.
You're the best listener ever.
Truly.
We love you.
There was something fucking dumb I was going to say about that. Oh, yeah. The one thing that really makes me laugh about American politics, and don't worry, it's not going to be death, is there like in certain ways we are just really babies, and probably I am too. But like, think about this. Think about how everyone, everyone who runs for president has to believe in God.
Right, right.
I think that's so funny. You're just like, do you believe in God? Yes, I do. When was the last time you went to church? Yesterday. Right. I went yesterday. Because if you don't say that, you won't win.
Yeah, yeah. And people even knew, like, the funniest, you ever talk to any Christians who voted for Trump? Like, some of them would go, yeah, he's a Christian. Mm-hmm. Like, they would be like,
come on, man.
Because he would sit there and go, Bible, what book is better than Bible?
Yeah.
One of the best.
I read the Bible. My favorite chapter is chapter one.
I love it.
And then they would go, which is your favorite verse? And he goes, all of them.
I like all of them. It's too hard to pick.
Yeah.
So good.
I think that they should have Bibles in McDonald's.
Everybody's like, whoa!
Yeah, wow, me too, man. Fried Bibles.
And then he would literally walk on stage and he would like see the flag like he was surprised by it and then go hug it. And like,
right.
Like
yeah,
he's
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
with you. He knows, someone told him, I think someone told him literally, you got to hug the Bible and the flag. And then he went, literally went and hugged it because he doesn't know what a strategist does.
And people were like, yeah.
He's like, well, what's better than flag? Thing. Oh, that flag. And he's kissing the flag. And you're like, he would kiss the flag. He would hug it and kiss it. Like he wanted Jesus to fuck Christ. America. Yeah,
you got to love the flag and you got to love God.
Yeah.
Because we are fucking toddlers.
Yeah. You got to be. You know.
Almost arbitrary. It's just items. Just imagine if there are any other two fucking items. You just got to. You got to do. Mr. President, when was the last time you had Colby Jack? Jeez. I had it yesterday. Good. Okay, good. good. Totally.
And it's the only presidents I've really believed were like actually religious people are like Jimmy Carter. Maybe George W. seemed to legitimately believe it. But like it didn't really seem like Trump, Obama, Bill Clinton.
No.
Didn't really seem like Daddy, but like
Reagan for sure. Reagan said crazy shit about being religious,
but he also was, you know, like the like when I think of an old person, man or woman,
yeah,
all old people look like Ronald Reagan to me.
Totally,
old women, old men,
yeah.
Hey, ooh,
oh, I know.
Good Lord, is
there's this quote from his Evil Empire speech? You know, the speech about like the thing, the whole thing where he was like, "We gotta kill every." One in Russia, and yeah, Cuba, yeah. or whatever. He was like, he tells a story about talking to a man about, like, it had something to do with, like, fighting Russia or something, or, like, sending his daughter to war or some shit like that. I don't remember what it was. And it was like, I'm sending her off now. And she was, like, 18. And I'm like fucking up the context, but Reagan is like, and I thought that was wrong of him, but I misjudged the man because the next thing he said was, I would rather see my daughter die now, still believing in God, than grow up under communism and one day die no longer believing in God.
What?
It's such a wild misunderstanding of being a good person, you know?
That's also not how it works. They right. don't, if you believe in God, they don't take your brain out of your head yeah, in Russia.
Right. right.
What?
Yeah. But that was like,
everyone who lives in a communist country goes to hell.
But that's how fucking stupid we are, is what I'm saying. It's like, we believe in democracy and God.
Yeah, yeah.
Democracy, God, blue jeans, and apple pie. And you gotta like blue jeans, apple pie, democracy, God, and baseball, because they're all the same thing. They're all the same thing. And that's why we need a wall between here and Mexico, because
right.
everywhere outside of democracy, God, blue jeans, baseball, and apple pie is communism, Satan, hell, and fucking cricket, you know?
Yeah.
Cricket and soccer. Cricket, soccer, and cheese, you know? That's why France sucks and England sucks, and soccer fucking sucks, you know?
It does suck.
Because England, you know, they tried to own us, but then we threw the tea in the fucking river, and we've had huge dicks ever since. We've had big dicks ever since we invented baseball here in America, the first time I ate apple pie. We're just the stupidest.
I feel so bad for teachers now that, because you know how like they banned critical race theory in Virginia and shit?
Yeah.
I feel bad for a teacher to have to sit there and like describe the Boston Tea Party now. Because when we were in school, they got to go, isn't that cool? We threw it all. We dressed up like Indians and threw it in the ocean.
Yeah.
And now they got to go, all right. Now this is a long time ago. This is a long time ago, but all our favorite founding fathers.
Right.
Dressed up like Native Americans.
Right.
And threw tea in the ocean.
Yes.
Because they loved you.
Right.
Like, what?
Right.
It's such a weird story now.
Yeah.
That's such a weird story. And yeah. It was like 10 years after we stole the country. We had just stolen it from the Native Americans.
Totally. And we're like, this sucks. We want more. We want more. This fucking sucks.
We stole
dude.
Their land and hated it.
Yeah, this is ours. And these other people making us pay taxes is bullshit, dude. This is fucking bullshit.
Shivering out in the wind.
Yeah.
And we're like, y'all heard about these taxes?
This sucks, dude.
Damn, I wouldn't have even stole this if I knew.
If I didn't have to pay these taxes, I would have a bigger house. I want to. Fucking steal their tea, dude. I want a bigger fucking house. Yeah, totally. And like a country run by these like fucking sociopaths. One of them is like, I invented the oven.
Yeah.
I invented the oven. I invented electricity. I invented electricity and I want my own country. Yeah. It's also just like, just these people are like... clearly so.
Oh,
one goes like John Hancock. What we know about him is he walked up to the Declaration of Independence and he was like, watch this. And, I got a bigger name than you fucking losers. And then for the rest of history, we all know who that guy is.
Right. Because
he was a dick.
Yeah. He didn't even know if it was going to work.
Right.
Like...
You know when you, like, I don't know, you might not know this if you're not, like a performer, but a very common thing that happens at performance spaces is when you go in the green room, everybody has written their name on the wall. And there's always some motherfucker that wrote their name huge at that particular, and it's a lot of people. At the, I think it was the Comedy Corner Underground, you know, Ryan Shutt.
He's a
DC comedian. He's very funny. He wrote his name huge, and I texted him, and I was like, what the fuck, man? And, it's, but John Hancock, that's what John Hancock did on the Declaration of Independence.
Right, he was trying to be funny. We're starting a whole country, and he's like,
fucking idiots.
And now that's what we call a signature.
Right.
It's this means exactly. The same thing. This guy who was just like, That's what Ted Cruz would do.
Just
now.
These like fucking selfish, rich, sociopath frat boys.
Right.
Took over a country and 10 years later had a nervous breakdown because they were still owned by other people in a way.
Yeah. Good Lord.
And now we're like, yeah, well, we should be mean to everyone else. Oh, boy.
It's insane.
And that's why we are, Caleb and I are both right, but have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, but thanks for listening.
Hey, see ya.
Thanks for listening to ACDC. So we got some new patrons.
Yeah.
And we love you. Thank you for joining Patreon. You keep a roof over our head.
We got a bunch of stuff going now. Yeah. Follow us and support us any and all of those places. If you want to, if you like the show, please. At What's It Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Our website, whatsitcalled.rodeo for links to all our stuff. Our Patreons, patreon.com/whatsitcalled. There's an invite to our Discord on our website and join there. There's like 150 or so people in there. We like, I don't know, people just sort of chatting and hanging out online. It's so much fun. Everyone's so dope in there.
Oh, it's the greatest. This is my favorite social media of all time.
So fucking great. And And yeah, we have bonus episodes on our Patreon. We have some Twitch stuff coming up. January 25th, 7 p.m. Pacific time, twitch.tv/what's it called. We're doing another dumb watch. We're watching Judge Dredd. All you need is an Amazon Prime subscription, and you can watch it on your Twitch as we watch it and talk shit about it and enjoy it along with you. That's going to be fun.
Hell yeah.
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and all that. If you like the show, please tell your friends. And yeah, I think that's all our stuff.
Hell
Did
yeah.
Did I miss anything?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah, dude.
It's so exciting. Thanks for joining. And boy, you Patreon people are bringing a tear to our eye and a beat to our heart.
Y'all are the best. We have a few new. Everyone who joins gets a shout out on the show. We have a few new patrons this week. Tim Gately, shout out to you.
Tim Gately. Ah, sounds like somebody from Downton Abbey.
That's true.
Tim Gately.
That's true. Shout out to 16-ounce Mouse.
16-ounce Mouse.
Also, shout out to
DJ.
Shout out to Max Miller. And whoa. Max, I said your name here, but Max also requested that we shout them out as username barely knower name. And you know what? and they said because it's funnier. And you're right. I like both.
I like it a lot.
Max Miller and username.
Thanks, username.
Barely name.
I want to say something. Are people only signing up for the Patreon who have cool names, or are people changing their names? Because Max Miller sounds like a...
Totally.
Like, what are you, the Tom Cruise character?
Yeah, totally.
So many of these names sound like really good, like, pin names.
Yeah.
I don't know if... but look, if you got a shitty name, still sign up. Still sign up. We could use the help.
There's no rules on names here.
Yeah,
What's it called?
Hell no.
And yeah, this week we are renaming AC/DC.
AC/DC.
And follow us on Twitter at What's It Pod if you want to jump in.
Hell yeah.
And suggest
check it
names.
Out. It's better than Wordle. I'll say that shit. Fuck Wordle.
Oh man, I've been doing Wordle.
I refuse.
You're not gonna Wordle?
I'm not doing anything. I'm still sticking with Angry Birds. I don't need a new game. Don't need a new game. Snake.
It's fun.
I play Snake.
That's great. Yeah. I play Stickball.
I play Stick with a hoop.
Yeah.
I play
totally.
Cribbage.
I eat dirt. I play Stick with a hoop.
I kill ants with a magnifying glass.
I don't have a phone, not even a landline. Okay. I communicate by yelling. I don't have a car. I don't use anything that involves a wheel. I don't believe in progress at all.
You know, there's a scene in Rocky where he pretends he doesn't know what a phone is. Are you familiar with this?
What? No.
In the original Rocky, she's like, oh, you want to give him a call? And he goes, whoa. And then he opens his window and goes, hey.
Wow.
That's how
poor the
character of Rocky is.
Wow.
I don't really understand it. But I don't know if he's trying to be charming or if he's just like, I'm so poor. I'm so poor that I think calls you through the window.
Right.
Times are tough. It's like, I don't know. Everybody had a phone. I don't know about that.
Well, maybe that's... We were talking about how Sylvester Stallone wrote that movie.
Hey, I don't know.
Movie! Like, it turns out...
The first draft, everything his character said was movie. You go, movie, box, movie.
And that's why he yelled Adrian, because... The second draft, they were like, you should have him talk to people. And he was like, okay, Adrian, movie.
Oh, dude, I saw O'Flanagan last night, too. He had a great bit about how no one reacts to Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice in any movie he's in.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, in Jingle All the Way, he's a dad from Pennsylvania. And he's like, I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm a lawyer.
God,
everybody's
damn,
like,
dude.
No one ever goes, is your dad okay? He's like, his name's like Phil. My name is Phil Anderson. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Wow, that's true.
No one's ever even taken aback.
Man, Ryan O'Flanagan's so funny.
So funny. Check out Ryan O'Flanagan. Funny guy.
He has so many great stand-up bits, but his favorite... My favorite bit of a comedian who's a friend of mine is always the one that the audience hates.
Mm-hmm.
And not on purpose. It just happens that way. He has this bit he did one time at an open mic... Or at least I saw it one time in an open mic years ago. And I've been quoting it ever since. And he's always like, I hate that you bring it up because no one likes that joke. I don't do it. And the joke is, and it's honestly, this is why I love it, because you have to know Ryan. And it's just, he like does this thing where he says something really fucking stupid and just stares at you. And so he did this joke that was like, I'm from Boston, and, you know, everyone in L.A. is really hot, you know, and in Boston, they're just kind of regular looking, which is, like, already funny. You're like, it's kind of regular looking, you know, and so when I go back to Boston, that's, I call that time Eastern Standard Time. And he just like stared at the audience, and I it's like one of the hardest I've ever laughed, and I know it's bad and you have to love him to get it, but Jesus Christ, dude, I just love that man's face too. I guess
he's such a silly Billy,
such a silly boy.
You want to do your names?
Let's do it, dude.
Do it. AC/DC, baby.
Should I go first or you want to go
first? I like when you go first.
All right. So these first ones are things that AC/DC could stand for. Did you see some of them?
No. Okay. I like that you have sections.
Yeah.
Act one.
Ass cock, dick cock. That's... All right. Apple computers, Diet Coke. man. All right. Anderson Cooper, Don Cheadle. Awesome, cool, damn, crazy. Adam Conover does coke.
Oh, boy.
Attaboy, champ, drink Coors. All right, that's those.
Oh, those are great.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Some one might be true.
Yeah. How great would that be if it turns out that it stood for Apple Computers Diet Coke?
I mean, they are onto something. I'm sure they'll tell us one day.
And these are just names, like other names, better names for AC/DC. Names that could work for AC/DC. Hardcore Sex Death. Lightning Balls.
Lightning Balls.
Yeah, dude. Getting scared on roller coasters. the thing is, AC/DC is just such bullshit to me now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like, you know, when I was young, there was a time, we've talked about it on the show before, how they're this like, ooh, we're so crazy.
Right, we're crazy.
Hell, I'm on a highway to hell. Lightning. And it's just like, shut up.
And it's like, you're wearing a schoolboy outfit and you have horns on your... Wait, what?
Yeah.
Why are you a schoolboy?
Yeah, dude.
I've never understood the schoolboy thing.
They all looked 90 when they were 28. Yeah. Also.
Oh, yeah. Rough.
Totally. All right. Naked women and my buddies.
Boy, that's rock and roll. Right
yeah,
there.
That's the other thing, isn't
naked
it? It's all like
my buddies.
Totally. Yeah, they're just like, it's just this whole thing where it's like football, yeah. And I'm tired too.
I think about beer and cigarettes and a pool table.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wizard tattoos and pool tables. Yeah, man. I got a finished basement is like what AC/DC is. Metal, tires, bad smells, and disagreements. Black shirts, black pants, and other black stuff. The inside of the devil's ass. Race cars fighting, and they're mad. Gasoline is cool.
That was just Mad Max. That's great.
Electricity everywhere, hurting your family. houses on fire. Yeah. Super duper really fast motorcycles.
Chains.
Crunching bones on the ground. beer for every meal.
Yeah.
and finally, too old at a young age.
Dude, some of mine are similar.
Yeah.
All right, so I only got 10.
Hell yeah,
but I'm really excited about them. I got the Kings of Freon.
Oh, wow. That's really... We don't. Caleb's not really a fan of puns, so we don't get a lot of puns from Caleb. It's
I got one. The Horny Police. Okay. So this is like the band The Police, but they're really horny.
Okay, got it.
Because it doesn't. They do not appear horny. I was always surprised when they go stink and fuck for 3 days. I'll be like, really?
Oh.
Shouldn't that be somebody from AC/DC?
Yeah.
Now I got room temp beer.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
you know, you ever been hanging out with guys, they're so blue car, they don't put their beer in the fridge?
Oh, sure.
They like that. All right. I got Mountain Already Did instead of Mountain Dew.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
I got Let's Have Sex.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Just for Men.
Yep. Yes. That's maybe the best one.
Just for Men. The Boondock Saints. I know they're not the same, but it's that feels like the same.
It's the same category of thing.
It's guns and it's boring somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
The Oldest Kids Ever. White Sabbath.
There you go.
And 500 Feet from a High School. Because doesn't it seem like...
It seems like they're all sex offenders, yes.
Yeah, and they always seem to go like, she's 16.
Dude, which is
like, no, she's not.
Why is that such a big part of 70s and 80s music?
I really don't know if there were laws governing sex until maybe 1994. Seriously, all those old songs, it's just...
Jesse Case, who's 16. Such a great comedian. Have you ever listened to Jesse's podcast, Jesse Versus Cancer?
No.
It's him just talking about him going through chemo and shit. It's fucking crazy. But he, like, recorded sketches, and he has his sketch on his podcast that's the Beatles recording 17. And it's just like... One, two, three. She was just 17. And then in the background you hear, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey. Wait, buddy. What are we doing?
Hey, wait a second. How old are you?
Yeah, totally.
Unless it's 17.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is, I don't know what that is, but it's if you just Google it, the amount of rock songs.
Yeah, dude.
Where it's like, you know what you could have said? She was hot.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're literally incriminating yourself.
Right.
Hey, she was 17. You're like, you could have even said 18.
Doesn't Weezer have a song where he's like, I think they she's all in did. High school?
Every band with a lead guitar and a bass.
Totally.
I don't know what it is. The Beatles were doing it. Everybody. It's crazy.
Yes.
Sound of Music. I am 16 going on.
Oh, my
seven.
God,
like,
yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Jim Gaffigan. This Hot Pocket is 16.
I don't know. It's so insane. Aerosmith, I feel like. I don't know.
Sure.
Now I'm just saying things. But
right.
It's such a bizarre, and I guess people just didn't. I don't know when that's going to happen. But when we're just going to, every rocks, I mean, they don't stop playing the songs either. I don't know.
Well, Chopin had that concerto. About the called 16, you know, man, that was a joke that really didn't hit. That was a real fail. As it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, no, this punchline is bad.
Well, first I thought you were telling the truth.
Oh yeah, like, no, that's why. Because I was saying it, I was like, oh, this sounds like a fact, but I'm trying to joke, and we just failed now, didn't we, brain?
I love when
it's hard to be a comedian.
You know when a movie's old. And they want to communicate that the music is horny, but it's hard. Like it's a saloon full of hookers in a Western. And they're trying to play horny music that people would bone to.
Right.
And it just never sounds. But you can always tell that's what they're going for. But I'm like, did people really fuck to this?
Right. Totally. And they're like, yeah.
Some
they're
guy
like,
on the piano.
Yeah, totally. Everyone's like, oh, whoa.
And there's 30 rooms on the second floor. Everybody's got to fuck to this horrible piano. There weren't slow songs. There weren't any soulful.
Totally. That's so funny.
They just played the entertainer.
Every song had horns. It's just like a bunch of trumpets.
we got some good suggestions.
Yeah.
Thanks for participating. We got a million of these things. The more people that tweet, the better. We get very excited about it. So make sure to follow at What's a Pod and tweet at us, and we love it. I wonder who the winner of AC/DC is going to be. We got so many. This is our second. This is maybe tied. This is great. Oh my God, so many.
Holy shit, so many. Oh my God.
I love this one from Santori U44 said, Australian for band.
Oh, man. Bobby
Plato.
Bennett. Oh, go ahead.
Angus and the Stinky Boys.
That's great. Bobby Benedict. Grunt Frumpy.
Grunt Frumpy.
Wow, this is great. Boogeyman Weather. At Boogeyman Weather. Heavy metal parking ticket. Damn, that is fucking really great.
At Oreo Damien. Five Guys.
At Jesus Family Band. Slap the bag. That's so perfect.
Oh, man. Ooh, I like this from Loki Hates You. Metal for Muppets.
At Deconsecrate, Harley Davidson commercial.
Oh, my God. Mike McRae.
Hell yeah. Funny.
One of the best impressionists of all time. Hilarious. Tweeted at us, all of Jet's deadbeat dads. I love that.
At the Sphincter says, bar band. That's great.
Oh, I like from Kick-Ass-A-Tron, if balls could rock.
Yeah, oh, that's great. At Laundry Pants said, Stepdad High School.
Oh, hell yeah.
At Dirty Turbo, which, first of all, what a great handle. Dirty Turbo says, guns for hire.
At Pock Pod said, the T-shirt band. I do think there are more T-shirts than records.
Than people listen to them. Yeah.
Ooh, I do like at Mike Carosa, Dick Tracy. I don't know why, but that fits.
Yeah, that is great. At It Was Just, did you say this one already? At It Was Just Austin said, Grandpa's horny. That's my favorite so far, I think.
At Seth Mills said, gravel riffs.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
At Apocpod, drunk reminiscing uncle, the band.
Oh.
At Bimbos from Space, Hell's Smells.
Ooh, Hell's Smells.
There you go.
Ooh, I do like from Ultra Beast and Slow Bro says, short pants and the hot riffs.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, man, we got a...
At Lunch of Ballin', Rumble Jockeys. And Electric Knees.
Ooh, we got at Bobby Benedict says, Electra Shitty.
Hell yeah, dude.
As far as puns go, that is top of the heap.
Yeah, it's accurate.
Oh, my God. Love from Andrew Hillary said, both kinds of currents.
Oh, yeah, shit. I missed one before.
Oh, that's good.
Someone said, where is it? At Kickastron said, Tesla/Edison.
Oh, hell
you think
yeah.
It's so funny that that AC/DC is exists as an indirect result of Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla.
I love it.
It's so good.
Boy, did that devolve.
Did I say, at This Is an Alexa, Acid Cuties Doing Crafts?
Oh, I love that one.
That's great.
Oh, damn. I wonder who we got. I like Eric Barnes, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Loud.
Yeah. At Seth Mills. Oh, you said this one. Angus Old and the Bad Time Boys.
Ooh, from at Cindy A. Raven Jr. says, Australian Cigarette Drug Club. Australian Cigarette Drug Club.
Dude, that's that great. One's great. At Eric W. Barnes says, Screaming Yell Boys.
Damn, who do we go? We got Ass Cock Dick Cock from Chris Crittenden.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't even see that one.
It's probably blocked.
Oh, shit. I'm at the bottom here. Damn. Maybe I blocked him. You know?
I like this from Ed Sphinxer says, Dirty D's Balls Butt Cheeks.
Wait.
Dirty D's Balls Butt Cheeks.
I am missing some, I think.
Yeah.
That's my favorite I've heard, I think.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Angus Old and the Bad Time Boys.
Dirty D's Balls Butt Cheeks is my favorite.
Dirty D's Balls Butt Cheeks is
I think you're the Ricky Shit.
I think that's it. I think that's the one.
There we go.
There's so many good ones, but...
At a Sphincter says, give him a follow.
Oh, very man. Funny. Also, at Carbon Cesspool said, Loud Nut. Oh, now I'm seeing him. Ass Cock, Dick Cock. Cocaine Soundtrack from Seth Mills.
Hell yeah.
At Exhausted Ex-Hagusted says cum/cum.
cum.
Thank you all so much.
We love you.
For listening to the show or watching the show. We're here every week. If you want more of us, patreon.com/whatsitcalled. It is, oh shit, this episode, the day it drops is Monday, January 24th, which means tomorrow, Tuesday, January 25th, 7 p.m. Pacific time, twitch.tv/whatsitcalled. We are watching Judge Dredd. Come and watch it with us. It's going to be stupid.
It's going to be a great night.
We love you so much. You always kiss.
I love it.
What's it called? What's it called?